make sure you're on TikTok Shop. That is the biggest advice that I could give any business right now, because as an ecosystem, it's just growing and growing. And also on the other side, if you thought about getting into content creation or becoming an affiliate content creator, now is the golden window opportunity where it's not fully saturated. There's still a lot of room for people to create video content. Brands want the videos created. So that's another opportunity.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with the Keep Optimizing format, well, we release 5-episode mini-series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic. It could be a channel like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or a big topic like acquisition retention or analytics. In each episode, we release a new one every Wednesday. I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making that marketing method work for you. And then after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we're picking up the TikTok and TikTok Shop thread again, and this is the ads episode of our new mini masterclass. We're really lucky to get Rachel Cryan to join us for this one. Not only is she talking to us about the brand new advertising method within TikTok for TikTok Shop promotion, GMV Max, she is also fresh off a call with TikTok ads themselves. So she's got lots of cool new stuff to share with you as well. Huge change on the TikTok ad groundings, and Rachel will be sharing essentially all she's worked out so far with this new tool on how to optimize it, how to improve performance, and how to make it work well for you. Do make sure you listen right to the end, because you also want to hear Rachel's quick fire insider tips, because those are going to help you as well. And I'll be sharing a few other interesting things you may want to listen to next. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok Shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTokAds. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on.
Black Friday, wow shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday sports,
garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse,
save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
In this episode, I'm chatting with TikTok and TikTok Shop expert Rachel Cryan. Rachel is a digital strategist at award-winning digital marketing agency, Anika Digital. She's been deep in social media for over a decade, helping hundreds of brands leverage it to grow their sales, including recently scaling one client to over £1 million in revenue through TikTok Shop ads. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me.
Very cool to have you on the show, and very cool to be talking TikTok ads. But first off, how did you end up specializing and getting involved in the world of TikTok and TikTok Shop?
So I've been working in social for over 10 years, and obviously within the paid media team, you manage lots of different channels. But I have a vested interest in TikTok because I love it as a platform for me to use personally. And that kind of fell into my work a little bit because I was actively using it the most in our team, actively discovering what content works best or not. And then naturally that just led to me being the person that ends up looking after all of our clients that run TikTok ads.
So it's just a natural extension of what you were doing with social media. And is ads your favorite bit of TikTok, or are there other bits as a person in the agency running marketing for brands rather than your own creator activity, is ads your favourite bit, or are there others, dare I ask? Can you pick a favourite?
Oh, you know, that's a hard question. From a personal point of view, I really love content creation, and I think that's really fun. Like, I create my own content myself, and I give advice to clients and brands on what type of content works, what they should be doing. But from a work perspective, content creation is really subjective. I find it quite hard to create content or that be the focus from a professional perspective. I prefer running ads for clients because obviously it's easier to hit KPIs, make revenue, all those points that a client comes to you for, because you have control over it. When you're working on organic social, you have really little control. So from a personal perspective, I love the content creation, but from professional, I'll stick to ads.
Yes, it's a lot easier to understand the objectives, get clarity on the brief and deliver the results when you're working on a straightforward, probably not, but you know, a straightforward ad platform. I totally get where you're coming from on that. So TikTok ads, what's new?
So we had a really big update in September. TikTok, seemingly out of nowhere, sunsetted the regular ads campaigns for TikTok Shop and have launched something called TikTok GMV Max, which is an automated ads platform. And it's the only way you can currently advertise for TikTok Shop now.
So to be clear, normal TikTok ads that you run like Facebook ads or whatever, that drive traffic to your website, they're not affected by this. They are carrying on as per normal. But if you want to run ads on TikTok to promote your TikTok Shop items, there's now this new GMV Max thing?
Yeah. So it's called GMV Max. So I guess if you manage TikTok accounts for clients, you can either go down the original route, which is driving traffic to their website through regular campaigns that we used to run in, such as traffic, conversions, reach, all those good sort of campaigns. But TikTok Shop has been completely changed. So it's a software called GMV Max. It's automated. It's very similar to what we see in Facebook with Advantage Plus, in the sense there's limited controls over it. So you don't have as much influence on how your campaigns perform, but that's the only option we have now. So it's been a bit of a learning curve to just suddenly have this new option available and to try and work with it and obviously make the most money for our clients.
So it's an algorithm first thing, like as we've seen both Google and Facebook evolve into, TikTok are taking a big leap forward. And I think it would be fair to say TikTok are better at algorithms generally than Facebook and Google. So as we're recording this, we're only a few weeks in to GMV. So it's very cool to have Rachel being willing to come and talk about it. So far, a few weeks into testing this extensively, I'm sure, are you finding that the algorithm is reliable, easy to manipulate? Or I guess I'm trying to say, is it better or worse than Facebook's?
Oh, yeah, you know, that's quite a difficult question to answer right now. It's been an experiment, essentially. What we've seen in the first 4 weeks is that we're spending a lot more money on GMV Max than we were before, but we are also seeing better results. But there has been obviously learnings that have come from these better results. So what I've experienced with GMV Max is that it is product first, which is a way of advertising that we haven't really seen before from any of the social platforms. And it also is quite difficult to advertise in the normal sense, where you can push whatever products you think need pushing at certain points. What GMV Max automatically does is push the most products that have the highest engagement, the highest ROI. They measure it on ROI rather than ROAS now. And so you get to a point where some of your products are continually being pushed and you have a lot of other products that just aren't getting any impressions, no clicks, no views. And it's actually really hard to control where the budget is going in a GMV Max campaign and how to promote products that you are struggling with already. Because obviously that's the point of advertising, isn't it? It's to put some money behind the products that aren't selling organically. And what GMV Max is seemingly doing is promoting the products that we're doing well organically to begin with. So it is a bit difficult.
And I guess where that ends up is that as a business, you're going, right, this product's doing really well on ads and TikTok wants to promote it. We wanted to delist it, but So it starts impacting on your merchandising decisions and your buying decisions and what you have in stock. If it's basing it, I mean, it makes a huge amount of sense that it bases it on engagement and what the people on TikTok actually want to buy. I mean, that does make a lot of sense to some extent, but to have so little impact on it is tough. Before we go down that rabbit hole, we may or may not go down that rabbit hole in a minute or two. What do we have control over? What are our inputs? You know, like, so we've talked about on, or we all know, on Facebook now, you know, getting the right creative, getting the right tracking data back into the system is really important to give the algorithm the right signals to enable you to perform well. What are our inputs into the TikTok Shop GMV ads platform?
Not too much. So obviously you can allocate your daily budget. You can choose what ROI that you want to achieve. And to a certain extent, you can control the creative. And when I say a certain extent, you can choose to boost certain creative. So your creative can be the videos that you make organically on your TikTok account. It is mainly affiliate videos. And then lastly, you have the product feed. So you can boost certain videos and you can choose to exclude certain videos. But when you have a client that has 40,000 SKUs and lots and lots and lots of affiliate videos, manually excluding is pretty much impossible. So this is something that I'm actually trying to figure out at the moment, is how can I properly optimize using these really limited features?
Yeah, that's hard when it's the affiliates as well, because you could have a huge number of affiliate videos that, because they end up just getting created an awful lot of them, don't they? And then you've somehow got to retrospectively go back and almost playing whack-a-mole, I can imagine. You know, it's like, oh no, that one's getting budget. We didn't want that one to get budget. Exclude. So yeah, so it's quite tiny. And when you say it's a product first ad algorithm or ad system, is that because everything's tied back to driving traffic to one product? So your videos, you know, the brand's videos and the affiliate videos, are they each tied back to individual products at the point where they become ads? So everything is individual product performance.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Everything is based on individual product performance. I actually had a call with TikTok this morning to understand how we can, I guess, level out the amount of budget that is split between the products. Obviously, some products get majority of the ad spend, which is not ideal. You don't really want that to happen. So I had a call with them this morning, and I actually still think it's something that they're learning on how to optimize. So one of the suggestions they gave was to put each product in its own campaign so we can manage the budget for each campaign. But that doesn't really work when you have a business that has 40,000 products. So I was left at the end of that call still wondering, okay, but this is okay for smaller businesses, but how do we scale when businesses are large with so many products? So one of the suggestions that came off the back of that product, off the back of that call this morning, was to split your campaigns out by smaller product groups. But still, that's going to be a lot of campaigns when you have 40,000 products. So it's quite difficult at the minute to determine how to actually give products some budget and to take the budget away from the best performing products.
It seems a bit reminiscent of, you know, the early days of Google Shopping campaigns, you know, where it was an absolute nightmare to do it, but you had to try and group the products together into, you know, like high margin ones, low margin ones. Obviously margin's less important here if they're measuring everything on ROI, because that's factored in. But the, you know, trying to group products seems quite sensible, but again, if you've got that tens of thousands of SKUs, it becomes that game of whack-a-mole. Oh no, budget's gone to SKU 1, 2, 3. We better move that over to the low budget campaign. So a lot of work to sculpt and to get these campaigns working. Which question. The audience can tell I'm incredibly interested in this and thinking a world of different things. But let's actually get to a question. So, if you have been running TikTok ads and you have TikTok Shop set up and it's all integrated, so you were running ads driving traffic to TikTok Shop, has this just turned on for you and you might not know about it? Is this something that people need to go and have a quick look at?
So their campaigns would have stopped to begin with. They wouldn't have just continued running. They announced it about 3 weeks before it happened, so mid-August. So it didn't really give advertisers very long to, you know, get their ideas together about, okay, what does this mean for the business? Because we actually didn't know anything about it to begin with. We just heard, okay, GMB Max is coming and we have to adapt. And at that point in mid-August, I did actually say to my client, we should just get on board with this now instead of waiting to the point of September and just having to switch everything over. We should just take these few weeks to learn about how it works. So advertisers who were advertising prior to GMB Max, I think their campaigns probably would have just turned off because it is the only advertising option now. But it's something that obviously, if you're an advertiser on TikTok, you do need to get on board with, because there's no other way of advertising now on TikTok Shop. And there is so much money to be made on TikTok Shop that you just have to adapt to the changes that have been made.
And is one of the things, you know, you said our inputs are the videos, the budget, the ROI target, and also the product information. Are you getting into conversations with people about optimizing the product information that's in TikTok Shop for the ads? Is that a space we're going to, or is it more those need to be optimized to get to the conversions and we'll just let that play out as it does in the ads?
Yeah, I think it's more the second part of what you've just said. The information that's in the product doesn't directly affect how it performs in GMV Max. The biggest contributing thing to how products perform is the creative. It all comes down to the creative. And I think the way that they've probably switched this style of advertising up is because they want more videos to be created on the platform. They want creators to obviously make more money. And it's the snowball effect of keeping people within the platform. Advertisers make more money, affiliates make more money, people are watching for longer. It all just plays into the same thing. But one of the conversations that we had this morning is, I think advertisers now, instead of relying on affiliates to create the content for them, to have some more element of control is to create as many videos as possible for your own product. So you have control over the narrative of what's being said in the videos and what's being shown in the videos. You can obviously highlight the USPs, and it does come from a place of being more salesy rather than authentic on TikTok, which not everybody wants to see, but it does play into how you can optimize it better for GMV Max.
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the things, isn't it? It's like there's a product that you know is a bestseller on your own site, but it isn't selling very well on TikTok Shop. Then to create a features video, a benefits video, a UGC video, you know, literally more video content, but from different angles for that product, is going to feed GMV Max more resources to throw at that particular product. So I suppose that's, and then you can starve it by removing the videos for the products you don't want it to feature, I suppose.
Exactly, exactly.
So more video content to create for the brands.
Yep, I think that's the solution for the time being. Another recommendation that TikTok made this morning was to, if you have campaigns where you have like low selling products or affiliates haven't created videos for these products, is to have a lower ROI KPI. And I guess obviously by having a lower ROI, you can spread your products out a bit further, you can reach more people, but obviously that does come at a cost to you. So we've been looking at alternative ways of getting the products out there, such as creating videos organically for these products that aren't selling very well, because essentially we don't want to be putting more money into advertising if there's other ways to do it, because we're already spending so much more on GMP Max.
Yeah, I suppose there's an argument for, well, we'll lower the ROI target for a bit to give everything some data and then we'll raise it. But it's a lot cheaper to do that with organic content and affiliate content first and foremost. So any other tips for those currently wrestling with getting GMV Max to work for them?
My first thing would be to split out your campaign. So one of the recommendations that they give when you first launch GMV Max is to just add all products into a GMV Max campaign. And obviously that gives the platform some data to learn from. We did that for about 2 weeks. And that's when I learned most of the budget was going into three products at the top. So I thought, we can't be doing this because the product sold out. And what do you do when the products sell out? Is nothing else going to sell? So we had to split these out. So the campaign setup that we have at the minute is top 5 bestsellers, Then we have secondary products. And then we have a campaign, which is products which have seen zero sales through GMV Max. That last campaign hasn't been spending because we don't have the videos associated with the products. So that's where we need the brand to create more videos specifically for these products in order for these products to be seen on GMV Max. The secondary campaign that we have set up, that's performing well. We have a lot of videos for that. But one of the limitations there is that you can only have 400 products per campaign. So when you're a business with a lot of products, it does make it quite difficult. And this is what led to our call this morning with TikTok to see if there's something else that we should be doing. But if you have a business that has less than 1,000 products or 1,000 SKUs, I think that style of campaign would work really well. And in an ideal world, if you had even less than that, you probably could get away with having just two campaigns set up. So one being your best sellers and the second one being secondary products, because it's a lot easier to set up. It is more manual than any other campaign types that we've seen before. You have to manually select products to go into this GMV Max campaign. You can't upload like a bulk list of product IDs or something. So as an advertiser, it's quite clunky.
But I like your way of splitting things out. It's based on performance. You know, the top five products are in their own campaign, so you've got control over those. Then you've got the secondary, and then you've got the other group. But it's also based on things that haven't had a chance yet, you know, because that's one of the things is that all of a sudden you start getting real clarity on, well, yeah, that might be a bestseller on our own website or a predicted bestseller for the coming season, but we've got no video content, so it's not going to do anything. So it kind of becomes a bit of a content creation to-do list test zone rather than just a, you know, like on a Google, I keep going back to Google Ads, but on a Google Ads scenario, we'd have, you know, all the content already there as soon as it's in the feed. There's nothing else missing. So we can set it up purely based on performance. But here we've got mystery stuff because we haven't got the stuff for it.
Yep, exactly. It is very difficult. And obviously the point of advertising is to promote products that are struggling organically. You don't want to put all your budget into your bestsellers necessarily, especially times like sale or campaigns that you have. And we haven't come to that yet because like our biggest client hasn't had a sale like that. But obviously Black Friday is coming up. There's going to be specific products that they want to push. And I'm going to be thinking, how am I going to do this when I know some of these products don't have creative or they're not being pushed from GMV Max? So I'm pleased that we're having this conversation now, a few weeks out of Black Friday, in preparation for them to create this content to give these products a chance in this new algorithm.
Yeah, of course. Because if you've got products that have no video content, then you're not going to do any ads for them at all on Black Friday, which, yeah, definitely something to get fixing now. 100%. And then just to confirm for everyone listening, normal TikTok ads still exist and are unchained, aren't they? So all we've been talking about is driving traffic to TikTok shop, but driving traffic to your own website, carry on, everybody.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you so much, Rachel, for taking us through all of that and for being willing to come on and talk about something that is so new in ad land. I'm sure we'll all be talking about it a lot more as we go through the season and into January. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Rachel's insider tips on TikTok and TikTok shop and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTokAds, all one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. Okay, Rachel. So far, we've gone deep into TikTok ads, the new GMV Max platform. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of TikTok and TikTok Shop and TikTok ads. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with that, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Rachel, are you ready for the insider tips?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Go for it. Make sure you're on TikTok Shop. That is the biggest advice that I could give any business right now, because as an ecosystem, it's just growing and growing. And also on the other side, if you thought about getting into content creation or becoming an affiliate content creator, you should be absolutely doing that now, because now is the golden window opportunity where it's not fully saturated. There's still a lot of room for people to create video content. And you have so much commission to make as a content creator, because obviously GMV Max is so reliant on creative now. Brands want the videos created. So that's another opportunity. So you've got both sides there. You could either obviously get on board with TikTok Shop, promote your products in TikTok Shop, but the other way of becoming an affiliate. And I think one of the things I should mention is that if you're new to digital marketing or you're new to TikTok Shop, GMV Max does have its benefits. It's a fully automated platform, which does make it really easy for new advertisers or people that aren't familiar with the platform. So all you really need to do is put in what return of investment you want, and obviously the budget that you want to spend per day. And the platform obviously has the most information, and it goes off and does it and gives you that return of investment back. So as a newbie, you don't have to stress too much. It's quite good.
Love that. Thank you. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
For GMV Max specifically, I would say make sure that you have as much creative as possible per product, because as we know, the platform relies on the creative videos that are made for the products. If you could do a range of styles, so talk about the USPs, maybe you could do some UGC type content, and obviously work with affiliates who create a large range of content. I recommend doing that if you can. A great way to captivate affiliates is to offer a higher commission for certain products. So let's say you had a couple of products which you were struggling to get any videos made, or affiliates just weren't interested in making videos about them. Make sure that you're offering a free sample or a refundable sample on that product, and also offer a higher commission on that product, because affiliates obviously want to make as much money as possible. So they will filter their TikTok Shop by brands that offer the highest commission and a free sample, because obviously that's an easy ride for an affiliate to make some content for very little money. So that's a really good way of leaning into creators to make some more videos for you.
Loving those tips. Now, if someone listening wants to learn even more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
I think TikTok are actually quite supportive with new retailers. They're a lot more supportive than any of the other platforms. We have regular chats and catch-ups with our reps, and they tier TikTok shops and clients. So obviously you have different levels of contact, but I would say the contact with TikTok and the learnings that they provide for new TikTok shops is actually quite supportive. So I would say, go have a look on the TikTok website. Go have a look at, I think it's called TikTok University. They offer so much information on how to set up TikTok Shop, how to set up GMV Max. Obviously, you've got all the information for the other types of advertising campaigns on there. And once you've started selling on TikTok Shop, that's where you'll be reached out to by a rep, and they will just help you grow. They are very supportive, and I haven't seen anything like that on any of the other channels. So that's a very good place to start. And obviously, once you've done that, once you've got set up, you can start looking for other resources as well. So you can have a look on LinkedIn to see if anybody else is doing the same sort of thing as you. You can obviously have a look to see if any brands are doing webinars, but it is very new at the beginning. So you have to remember that this is still experimental for a lot of brands.
Loads of recommendations there. Thank you, Rachel. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Oh, wow. Well, GMV Max was a bit of a shock, to be honest. So I feel like I can't really tell you what's coming in the next 3 to 6 months. On the call today with TikTok, we did raise a lot of options that we, and a lot of issues that we were seeing as advertisers on the brand. And the rep who was on with us today was saying that TikTok is taking some of these issues on board, and they are looking to change that and improve the experience for advertisers. So I think GMV Max now will look very different in 6 months. And I'm hoping that gives us a bit more control, to be honest, because advertisers are struggling at the minute with how to optimize and maximize the revenue from GMP Max. So I couldn't tell you what's coming, but I feel like there's a lot in the pipeline as this is a brand new product.
Yeah, it sounds like we're all going to be very busy optimizing and re-optimizing and re-optimizing and watching out for new functionality within GMV Max. So yeah, I think you're almost certainly completely spot on there. Rachel, we're very nearly at the end of the show though. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business?
Sure. So the agency I work for is called Annika. We do webinars every Friday. So if you want to come to our website and have a look at any of the webinars that we've done before, feel free. If you want to reach out, obviously, you can contact us via the website. If you want to reach out to me, you can search for me on LinkedIn. My name is Rachel Cryan.
Brilliant. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on and covering this topic for us. We really appreciate it. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So if you're trying to increase sales on TikTok Shop, you really should have your GMV Max campaigns working. Access via your normal TikTok ad account, but it is the only way you can send traffic to TikTok Shop. Some really cool tips there from Rachel. Obviously, getting the video content for the best sellers, the stuff you've got the most stock of, is super important. You can do that yourselves or via the affiliate network. And then splitting your products out into separate campaigns seems to be the best way to manage your overall ROAS. Oh, it's going to be interesting to see how that develops over the coming month, isn't it? Very, very interested to see what happens there. If you're new to TikTok ads, there should be an advert in multiple places in this episode explaining how you can get a great deal when you start with TikTok ads. So do listen to that and take advantage of that. And you can get the links to all the things we've discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. Or you can use our special direct to episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page of the site. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode and you want more on TikTok ads, then take a listen to episode 179, where we're talking to Sam Thompson from Genie Goals about standard ads and whether or not you should use them. You can also find our full thread of TikTok and TikTok Shop content by scrolling up your feed or use the short link keepopt.com/TikTok to find it all gathered together on the website for you. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many of them as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. And this stuff that we've been through today is hot off the press. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Check out the latest TikTok ads, new advertiser deals. Find them at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads.